Satellite images appear to confirm rehearsals have been taking place for a major set-piece parade. Pyongyang is used to such events, and the next is expected to be held after an unprecedented series of about 80 ballistic missile launches in 2022. Leader Kim Jong-un seems as determined as ever to develop longer-range intercontinental missiles, while also acquiring an arsenal of shorter-range tactical weapons that threaten his neighbors, including South Korea.
And they want to show the world, of course, the Korea and U.S., that their tactical nuclear capability is real, and it can operate in any situation.
The increased threat has led the U.S. to renew assurances to South Korea that it will use its nuclear umbrella to protect the country. But it's also raised the question of whether Seoul itself should become nuclear-armed.
Amid the escalating tensions, North Korea has stopped short of conducting another nuclear test that was widely anticipated throughout 2022. That, it seems, would have been a provocation too far, especially for powerful neighbor China.
Shortages of food and other goods, made worse by self-imposed isolation through the pandemic, means North Korea is more reliant than ever on Chinese aid.
북한이 코로나도 극복하고
The only way for North Korea to overcome the pandemic and its economic crisis is to get more support from China. So for Kim Jong-un, the threat of a seventh nuclear test is very important leverage that he can use.
In December, North Korea flew drones into South Korea, leading to speculation the North could conduct other types of attacks in the coming year to undermine the South.
There's a whole lot of series of provocation North Korea can do, including the cyber attacks and, you know, other, cognitive warfare to shaken the Korean public.
North Korea seemingly intent on another year of defiant military posturing and the South preparing to deal with the consequences. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Seoul.